Welcome to ID the Future, a podcast about intelligent design and evolution. I'm Robert Crowther. On this episode of ID the Future, we are delighted to bring you a portion of Michael Denton's new book, The Wonder of Water, where he explores the many ways in which water is fit for life on Earth. In The Wonder of Water, Denton delves into this grand, untold story and explores how water is specially equipped to allow life to flourish on our blue planet. This ever-present substance is amazingly fit in a myriad of ways to sustain life on Earth, especially human life. Its unique properties allow it to fill many roles throughout the biological world, from forming the matrix of our cells to regulating the temperature of our planet. In this episode, Dr. Denton reads from Chapter 3 of The Wonder of Water.
The way the various properties of water, including its thermal properties, work together to preserve water in its liquid form on Earth represents a stunning example of an ensemble of mutual elements of fitness in the order of things. As in so many aspects of fitness, to comprehend the truly wonderful synergy involved, it is necessary to consider in some detail the way these various properties work together to the end of preserving water in its liquid form. Expansion on freezing. Unlike the vast majority of liquids, the volume of water expands when it freezes, so that the ice formed is lighter than water below and floats on the surface instead of sinking to the bottom. If it sank, the process of freezing would begin from the bottom up. The expansion of water on freezing is quite anomalous. Besides water, the only element that expands on freezing in the ambient temperature range is gallium. This property's fitness for life is clear. If water froze, as do nearly all other fluids, from the bottom up, the consequences would be severe in regions that experience persistent temperatures below 0 degrees Celsius, like the higher latitudes on Earth. Oh, and cold eras, when temperatures fall below 0 degrees Celsius over much of the globe, even in the equatorial regions, snowball Earth. The ice that formed on the bottom of cold bodies of water of any significant depth would be largely shielded from the warmth of the sun's rays. Eventually, virtually all the water on Earth would be frozen solid into vast masses of ice. Ice caps many kilometers deep would form at the poles, and in snowball Earth eras, they would stretch right to the equator. The only liquid water in sight would be a transient film on top of vast ice sheets, and then only on particularly warm days. Simple life might survive such conditions by sporulating and awaiting more clement times, but complex life, both terrestrial and marine, would certainly be extinguished. High heat capacity. When a body of water comes in contact with air below freezing and begins to cool, another element of fitness, line of defense, that comes into play to conserve water as a liquid before it starts to freeze is its high heat capacity, which is one of the highest to be found in any familiar liquid. This acts to retard the rate of cooling. The relative high heat capacity of water is observed in how long it takes to cool a cup of water compared to other equivalent materials in a household freezer. The rate of cooling would be much faster and the tendency to freeze in cold weather much higher if water had a lower heat capacity similar to that of similar substances such as metal or glass. Maximal density at 4 degrees Celsius. As the temperature of the surface water cools towards freezing, yet another element of fitness comes into play, the curious and practically unique anomaly that the density of water is a maximum at 4 degrees, and not at its freezing point, 0 degrees Celsius. Virtually all other liquids are heaviest at their freezing point. Consequently, as soon as the temperature of the surface waters cool to this temperature, 4 degrees Celsius, they sink to the bottom of the water column, out of reach of the freezing air at the surface. Being lighter than the underlying heavy and slightly warmer water at 4 degrees Celsius, the coldest water is trapped in a layer at the surface. This anomaly only applies to fresh water, not salt water. And because the 4 degrees Celsius water sinks to the bottom, the cooling continues until the entire column of water from the bottom to the surface eventually attains its maximum density and a temperature of 4 degrees Celsius, Only then does the surface water finally begin to cool below 4 degrees and finally to zero. This anomalous property of water further retards its tendency to freeze. Latent heat of freezing. In addition, there is a fourth element of fitness, acting towards the same end. As water finally solidifies, it gives out heat. Technically, the latent heat of fusion. The warming effect occurs because the molecular rearrangements that accompany freezing involve a decrease in energy, which is released during the phase change into the environment. In the case of water, this is again anomalously high, the highest of most familiar substances. This heat is not released into the atmosphere, but absorbed by the liquid water just below the ice, buffering it against further temperature declines. Thus does the released heat act as another buffer, retarding the temperature decline and slowing the rate of cooling. Low heat conductivity of ice. Finally, after ice is formed, its insulating powers, a fifth property, retards further cooling of the water below. The conductivity of ice is low for a solid. Many metals, for example, have thermal conductivities orders of magnitude greater than that of ice. As cooling continues, the protective ice sheet thickens, and with every increase in thickness, the insulating effect of the ice grows more significant, and the trapping of any latent heat of fusion in the water underneath the ice grows ever more effective. Eventually, no matter how cold the air above the water, the layer of ice will not increase beyond a few meters thick.
That was Michael Denton reading from Chapter 3 of his new book, The Wonder of Water. The book is available for sale on Amazon.com and available at wonderofwater.org. That's wonderofwater.org. For ID the Future, I'm Robert Crowther. Thanks for listening.
This program was recorded by Discovery Institute's Center for Science and Culture. ID the Future is copyright Discovery Institute. For more information, visit intelligentdesign.org and idthefuture.com.